The good news of God's love according to Matthew.
Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tested by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterward he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory, and said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. It's kind of hard to make sense of the temptation of Jesus when you believe in the Trinity. Since Jesus is God, why does the devil even imagine that he can test Jesus or tempt him with anything in heaven or on earth? If Jesus is God and the Holy Spirit is God and the Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness, doesn't that mean that God leads God out into a place of testing? The fact is that the Gospel of Matthew was not written with our understanding that Jesus is part of the Holy Trinity, that he and the Spirit are one with God the Father. The Gospel of Matthew was written with an understanding that Jesus was a human being, sent by God and empowered by God, but still a human being. So it makes sense for its author that God would need to see if Jesus could withstand the temptations offered to all of us by the devil. Jesus is tested to see if he can be convinced to misuse his freedom, as all human beings misuse their freedom, and he's tested to see if he can be convinced to misuse his divine power to serve his own personal advantage. For all we know, Jesus faced these temptations not once, but every single day of his earthly ministry. Even as he was dying on the cross, people were repeating the devil's words to him, "If you are the Son of God, change the ending of the story." But Jesus never did. He stayed faithful to God's plan to the very end. The Apostle Paul had a more complex understanding of Jesus, but even he didn't know that Jesus was God. We learned in a class a couple of months ago that Paul thought Jesus was something between human and divine, someone superhuman who had the power to undo the damage done to creation back at the dawn of time. Because Paul believed that Adam and Eve were real people, human creatures formed from mud and dirt by the hands of God, just as the Bible says. And he believed that sin and death entered God's good creation when Adam and Eve defied the limitations God had placed around them and ate the fruit God had warned them about. God had said, "If you eat it, you'll die." They did not drop dead at the moment they bit into it, but at that moment, death became a part of the human story. Paul saw it almost like a mathematical equation where Adam equals Jesus. The harm that Adam and Eve did at the beginning of the human story was healed and transformed at the end of the human story. He thought Jesus represented the end of the human story and the beginning of a new story. And he wasn't completely wrong, but science shows that death and even extinction were a part of creation long before there were human beings walking on earth. Regardless of how sin and death came into creation, both sin and death spoil our lives. Even if we weren't infected with some virus of original sin, every one of us is Adam and Eve, making the same bad choices that they did. No matter how well we eat, how much exercise we get, or how carefully we avoid taking risks, every one of us is going to die. Sorry to tell you. No matter how hard we try, and no matter how much we pride ourselves on our achievements, every single one of us is going to sin. Sorry to tell you. We will sin against our fellow creatures. We will sin against the created home that we all share. We will sin against the God who created us. To die is to be human as much as to sin is to be human. Our sin makes us feel isolated from God, and that is also a kind of death. Natural death is a part of God's good creation. The death caused by feeling cut off from love most certainly is not. Paul got the first half of his equation wrong. Sin and death cannot be blamed on Adam. But he still came up with the correct answer to the problem. Jesus doesn't equal Adam, but Jesus is the solution to the world's problems of sin and death. In our modern era, it's very hard for us to admit the truth of ourselves or about ourselves, but Psalm 32 does describe the power that sin holds over us. Too often we are like horse or mule which have no understanding. God guides us on good paths, and we want to explore the other paths. The guilt and shame of sin oppress us and deprive us of life right up until the moment we realize God is still standing right beside us. As soon as we confess to God the truth of who we are, God's love and forgiveness restore us to the fullness of life. Sometimes when I read the story of Adam and Eve, I wonder what would have happened if they had just confessed that they had screwed up and they needed God to fix things. The story tells us they weren't able to do that. Instead of claiming that Adam and Eve got us into this mess, we need to understand that we are all Adam and Eve. In every day of our lives, we are tempted with the same kind of bad choice that they made. The only one of us who was tempted and did not misuse the gift of human freedom is Jesus. And when he then went on to use his freedom to voluntarily suffer and die for undeserving human beings, he rescued every one of us from the power of our sin. The devil still tries to attack us, but Jesus is our hiding place, the mighty fortress that protects us. We still make lots of bad choices, but because of Jesus, we are righteous in the eyes of God. God looks at us through Jesus-tinted glasses, and all God sees are precious children who need to be rescued from death and sin.